While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom. Algorithmic bias is literally deciding who gets to eat tonight. Maya, you've been tracking these employment algorithms for months. Tell us what's happening on the ground.
Alex, I'm sitting here looking at screenshots from Jin, who's been driving for three different gig apps, and the patterns are... they're devastating. These algorithms are creating a new kind of discrimination that's harder to fight because it hides behind math.
Jin's joining us now from his car between rides. Jin, walk us through what you're experiencing.
I've been driving for 5 years, 5 stars across all platforms. But last month, something changed. The algorithm started sending me to dangerous areas late at night, lowering my acceptance rate when I declined for safety. Now I'm getting fewer premium rides, making 30% less. And here's the thing. Every driver I know who looks like me is experiencing the same pattern.
That's exactly what we're seeing across the board. These companies claim their algorithms are neutral, but Jin, tell them what happened when you tried to appeal.
There's no human to talk to, just automated responses saying the algorithm is optimizing for efficiency. Efficiency for who? Not for drivers trying to feed our families, not for communities already struggling.
Amara, you worked inside these tech companies. You helped build some of these systems before becoming an advocate. What are they not telling us?
The dirty secret is that these algorithms are trained on historical data that's already soaked in bias. When I was coding these systems, we'd optimize for metrics like time to hire or ride completion rates without asking who gets hurt by those optimizations. The algorithm learns that certain zip codes, certain names, certain patterns correlate with their definition of risk, which is really just encoded discrimination.
And it goes way beyond gig work. We're tracking the same patterns in hiring algorithms across corporate America. Resumes with ethnic-sounding names getting filtered out before human eyes ever see them. Facial recognition failing to properly identify darker skin tones in interview software. Personality tests that screen out neurodivergent candidates.
The research backs this up completely. A study from Semantic Scholar found that these algorithmic decisions create feedback loops. Biased outcomes become training data for even more biased future decisions.
While you're talking about studies, I'm living it. Yesterday, the app's surge pricing algorithm somehow never activated in my neighborhood during rush hour, but it lit up like Christmas in the wealthy areas. We're being economically redlined by code.
Jin's experience illustrates something crucial. These aren't bugs, they're features. The system is working exactly as designed, to maximize profit by exploiting workers who have the least power to fight back.
Let me tell you what makes my blood boil. And excuse me if I switch up how I'm talking, but this hits different when it's your community. These companies got the audacity to call this innovation when it's the same old discrimination with a digital face. They taking our data, using it against us, then acting like we're supposed to be grateful for the opportunity.
The international perspective is revealing too. That article on L'Intelligence Artificielle shows France implementing strict algorithmic accountability laws. Workers there have the right to know exactly how algorithms make decisions about them.
Right to know? I can't even get a human on the phone. The last time I tried to report a safety issue, I spent 40 minutes talking to a chatbot that kept asking if I wanted to rate my experience.
This is where the efficiency versus equity tension becomes clear. These companies could build in fairness checks, they could ensure human oversight, they could prioritize worker safety. But that would cost money. It's cheaper to let the algorithm run wild and deal with the occasional lawsuit.
Occasional lawsuit. That's the problem right there. Most people affected can't afford to sue. Jin, tell them about the arbitration clause.
Every app makes you sign away your right to join a class action. You have to go through their private arbitration system, alone, against their team of lawyers. I know drivers who've been deactivated, essentially fired by algorithm error, and they have no recourse.
This connects to what we're seeing in healthcare too. Algorithmic bias in diagnosis and treatment recommendations. Insurance companies using algorithms to deny coverage. the same communities getting hurt in employment are getting denied healthcare.
I reviewed an insurance algorithm last month that was denying physical therapy claims at higher rates for zip codes that correlated with communities of color. When pressed, the company said the algorithm was just identifying fraud risk patterns.
Fraud risk? There's that coded language again. You know what's fraudulent? Pretending these systems are objective when they're amplifying every prejudice we've been fighting for generations. The same neighborhoods that got redlined for mortgages in the 1950s are now getting algorithmic discrimination in 2024.
Speaking of housing, tenant screening algorithms are creating impossible barriers. People with any criminal record, even arrests without convictions, are being automatically rejected. Former inmates can't find housing, which makes them more likely to reoffend. The algorithm creates the very problem it claims to prevent.
My cousin experienced that. Arrested at a protest 5 years ago, charges dropped, but the algorithm doesn't care. He's been rejected from 12 apartments. Now he's sleeping in his car, which is illegal, which risks another arrest. It's a trap.
The criminal justice system is where algorithmic bias gets lethal. Predictive policing algorithms send more officers to historically over-policed neighborhoods. More police presence leads to more arrests. More arrests feed back into the algorithm as high crime areas. It's a vicious cycle.
And then those same arrests feed into sentencing algorithms. There are judges using risk assessment tools that give longer sentences based on factors like family criminality and neighborhood characteristics. They're literally punishing people for being born poor.
The International Journal of Artificial Intelligence documented this exact pattern. The article on debiasing algorithms shows that without active intervention, these systems don't just maintain inequality, they accelerate it.
Active intervention. You know what that looks like for us? Organizing. We've started sharing data, comparing experiences, building our own database of algorithmic discrimination. If they won't show us their data, we'll collect our own.
That's exactly the kind of community-centered accountability we need. I've been working with driver groups to file complaints with labor boards, documenting every instance where the algorithm violates existing employment law.
See, this is what they don't want. Us talking to each other, comparing notes, realizing it's not individual bad luck, but systemic oppression. When Jin connects with drivers across the city, when tenants share their screening rejections, when job seekers compare which company's algorithms rejected them, that's when patterns become undeniable.
Let's talk about the global dimension. In China, social credit algorithms affect everything from travel rights to dating prospects. In India, Aadhaar biometric systems exclude millions from basic services due to technical failures. This isn't just an American problem.
But America exports these systems. The same companies discriminating against drivers here are setting up operations worldwide, carrying their biased algorithms with them.
Exactly. And in countries with weaker labor protections, the harm is even worse. I've consulted with advocacy groups in Brazil, Kenya, Indonesia. They're fighting the same algorithms with fewer legal tools.
What really gets me, switching up again because I need to say this plain, these tech executives live in bubbles. They don't ride the gigs. They don't apply for the jobs their algorithms reject. They don't get denied the loans. They build systems that affect millions of lives they'll never have to live.
The missing voices in algorithm design are precisely the people most affected by them. Jin, when was the last time any platform asked for your input on their systems?
Never. We're data points, not people. They track every mile I drive, every ride I decline, every second I'm idle. But ask my opinion on how to make the system fairer? That's not in their algorithm.
This is why community participation in design isn't just nice to have. It's essential. The people closest to the harm have the clearest view of solutions. But that would mean sharing power, and tech companies aren't built for that.
Let's be real about solutions. We need laws with teeth. Right to explanation. Not just the algorithm decided, but exactly how and why. Right to appeal to humans. Right to correction when the data is wrong. And penalties that actually hurt when companies violate these rights.
Some cities are starting to act. New York requires bias audits for hiring algorithms. Illinois mandates consent for video interview analysis, but enforcement is weak and loopholes are huge.
Audits mean nothing if we can't see the results. Consent means nothing if refusing means you don't get the job. We need worker power, not just paperwork.
That's why the union movement in tech is so crucial. Amazon warehouse workers, Google contractors, gig drivers, when workers organize, they can demand algorithmic accountability as part of collective bargaining.
And we need to support every single organizing effort. When gin and other drivers protest, when warehouse workers walk out, when content moderators unionize, that's frontline resistance to algorithmic oppression.
The financial sector shows how deep this goes. Loan algorithms consistently offer worse terms to minority applicants, even controlling for income and credit history. The algorithm learns from biased historical data and perpetuates lending discrimination.
My sister experienced that. Perfect credit, stable income, but the automated system offered her rates 2% higher than her white coworker with worse credit. When she complained, they said the algorithm considers holistic factors.
Holistic factors is code for proxies. They can't legally discriminate by race, so the algorithm uses zip code, shopping patterns, social media connections, anything correlated with race. It's discrimination laundering.
This connects to everything. Can't get a fair loan, can't buy a house, kids go to underfunded schools, grow up to face employment algorithms that reject them, cycle continues. Algorithmic bias isn't separate from systemic racism. It's systemic racism automated and accelerated.
The research on debiasing shows technical fixes aren't enough. You can adjust weights, add fairness constraints, but if the fundamental data reflects an unjust society, the algorithm will too.
That's why we're not asking for better algorithms. We're demanding human rights, worker rights, dignity. Technology should serve people, not the other way around.
The path forward requires both technical and social solutions. Yes, we need better algorithms, ones designed with affected communities, transparent in operation, accountable in impact. But we also need labor organizing, policy change, and fundamental shifts in power.
Let me paint the picture of what accountability looks like. When an algorithm makes a decision about someone's life, job, housing, healthcare, freedom, that person has the right to know exactly why. They have the right to challenge it with a human who has power to override. And if that decision was biased, there are real consequences for the company.
Some argue this would make systems inefficient, too expensive to operate.
You know what's expensive? Poverty, discrimination, lost potential. If your business model requires algorithmic oppression to be profitable, maybe your business shouldn't exist.
That's the heart of it. We've let efficiency become the only value, profit the only measure. But efficiency at human cost isn't progress. It's exploitation with better PR.
And we're building the resistance. Every worker who shares their story, every researcher who exposes bias, every organizer who brings people together, we're creating the counterpressure. They got algorithms, but we got solidarity.
As we close, what's the immediate action for people listening?
Document everything. When an algorithm affects you, screenshot it, save it, share it. We're building cases, finding patterns, preparing fights. Your story matters.
Support the organizations doing this work. Algorithmic Justice League, Data for Black Lives, worker centers organizing gig drivers. This fight needs resources.
And when it's time to show up, and trust me, that time is coming soon, be ready. Whether it's supporting striking workers, attending city council meetings about algorithmic accountability, or boycotting companies that refuse transparency, we need everybody in this fight. Because algorithmic justice is racial justice, is economic justice, is human justice. Period.
The evidence is clear, the harm is documented, the resistance is building. Algorithmic bias isn't some future threat. It's here, now, affecting millions of lives daily. But so is the movement for justice, led by those most affected, demanding not just better code, but better society. The question isn't whether change will come, but whether we'll make it come fast enough to matter.